Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan, presented by your Baltimore area Jiffy Lube locations. Joining us right now, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline, he is Steve Molesky. What's up, Steve?
What's up, Rob?
So I went to the game yesterday, me and my son. We sat in the bleachers, in the stands, watched the game, enjoyed the game, had some food, some popcorn.
Free baseball night in the first inning.
And it was, how about that? It was so bad. At one point, Steve, I just laughed. That's all I could do. All I could do was laugh, and laughing kept the crying away.
Well, you know, Rob, it's been a rough year for the Orioles. So I don't have to tell you that. You know, in three of the last four home games, two against Cincinnati and last night, there were boo birds. There weren't that many last night, really, considering how bad it got. You almost would have understood more, but there were some boo birds out, so the locals are stirred up over the team, and they just seem incapable of building momentum. It's amazing to me. We're this deep into the season, and they have one two-game winning streak. That's one. Yeah. And they have one series win. That's one. They played nine series.
Yeah. It's remarkable. And you didn't hear a lot of boo birds because I saw a ton of pinstripe jerseys in that stadium last night.
Well, that's true.
Right behind home plate. Right behind home plate. I don't know who gave those tickets up. There were like seven Yankee fans in Yankees home jerseys sitting there. It was a terrible look. How do you feel about this whole, aside from last night's game? I don't even know how to phrase this. It's so bad. The frustration is. How do you feel about Gibson being acquired, forgetting last night's outing?
Well, let's give him more time and see, but he clearly didn't look ready last night, so that their desperation with the rotation maybe forced him to push that faster than he should have been there. And so maybe, I mean, we're really stretching for something to feel good about here. Maybe these last few innings he settled in a little bit, but, I mean, you just can't give four home runs in the first inning. I mean, it's almost never seen in Major League Baseball, so... this team's ERA is over six now. But no, it's like 5.50, which is a season high for the team. It's over six, I think, for the rotation. And they're just, you can't overcome that. The 27 Yankees couldn't overcome that.
Hey, Steve, as far as like looking at the rotation and the direction they're going in, we all said that I still want to see Kyle Gibson throw another game. I don't need to see Charlie Morton anymore because I don't think that's getting any better anytime soon. Can they weather this storm to kind of get somewhere in May where they start to get some of these pieces back and still make a run, or is it getting late early?
It's both could be true, okay. Jeremy, and they really do need to hold around 500 if they can, and they're really not. I mean, they're six or seven back now. If they can somehow get within sniffing distance of 500 and try to stay there for a while, that might be the max for this team right now. With all the injuries, but you're right. That's the hope, is get some guys back, get Eflin, get Kittredge, get Gibson going well. Maybe Brandon Young makes a return and try to somehow piece this thing together, because the daunting part of it is there's no solution. Teams don't make big trades in April or May usually. There's no one out there to sign. There's no one walking through that door to save the day. There's no top 100 prospect on the way, on the pitching side. So the reinforcements are probably going to have to come from the injured list.
Here with Steve Molesky joining us, talking some Orioles baseball. Steve, tonight, Kay Pulvich is on the mound. He really had one horrible start, and that was at home, his last home start against Cincinnati, giving up seven earned runs and three and a third innings. Now, you can go back to his other Kansas City start where he pitched six innings, but even in that, he gave up 12 hits. His last outing against the Nats, one Gunnar Henderson error away from going seven innings, giving up only one earned run. What are your expectations from him?
Man, he needs to do that tonight, because as bad as last night was, they win a series against the Yankees, that'll be a step in the right direction. Then they can catch their breath for a day, and let's see if they can get two in a row. So I think it's a big game. They're all big, when you're starting to bury yourself in the standings already. And so Slim Povich has to get it done tonight, and if he can model that last one, it'll be very welcome because the Yankees, man, they're going to be swinging from the heels tonight.
Steve, the Yankees are 18-12, obviously put a beat down on the Orioles, but to me they're not a very impressive 18-12 team. They just don't look as good as the National League teams. Do you think the American League is kind of wide open this year? Because the National League seems like they've got, they're very top heavy. They've got some really, like five or six really good teams, and I don't see it in the American League.
I agree with you, Ed. I think you've nailed it. 18-12, yeah, that's a pretty good record, but the Yankees lineup, the second half of it, after you get through the big guns at the top, really falls off. Their rotation's been better than the Orioles, but not by too much. They've already demoted their closer. So, I mean, they're kind of a bit of a mess for a first-place team, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
they're not the Yankees we're used to seeing roll in here and just look like, you know, a really, really good team. I mean, they're probably going to be that, and they might be the best of the East right now, but they just don't look like they're rolling on all cylinders, which is another reason the Orioles have to try to get this game.
Hey, Steve, as you look at, you know, what they have coming back, I mean, we've heard a bit of a timetable. We listened to Grayson say he really doesn't have one. Are you expecting, like, again, Bradish, things look good, Kittredge, things are looking good. Is it middle of this month that we start to see these guys, or is it the timetable still not there?
Well, I mean, Eflin and Kittredge, Eflin, I think, is throwing a bullpen, so, I mean, we're still weeks at best, but Kittredge is probably closer.
Okay.
And, you know, McDermott and Rogers are pitching. Neither one has pitched well yet, but at least that's a little bit of depth that should at least be a triple-A within a couple weeks. So they're slowly getting a little bit back, but it's just not a difference maker. You know, as people are criticizing Mike Elias for the offseason and what did or didn't happen, you know, maybe looking back for years, the Oriole fans may go that Crochet was the guy they should have got, and they didn't. Now, we don't know what was offered. Would you have had to give up Jackson Holliday? Would you have had to give up Asayo? Would you have had to give up Mayo? Would you have had to give up two of them? You know, what was in that deal that the Orioles didn't make and Boston did? Because Crochet is a difference maker right now. Will he stay healthy? There's a question mark on that, and we're only a month into this thing. But right now, that looks like a big acquisition for Boston.
Steve Molesky. Steve, tell us about your Substack and what you're doing on social media right now for baseball.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah, I'm writing on Substack this year, which I got my own little corner of the world and a bigger website app space, so to speak. And so fans can find me at steveonbaseball.substack.com. And, you know, I've got a lot of articles. I've got videos. Started a podcast. I'll be having the great Peter Schmuck on there tomorrow. He and I will talk about his nearly 50-year career in sports writing and covering a lot of baseball. And so a lot going on. Steve on baseball.substack.com. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks a lot, Steve Molesky. Appreciate you.